రూపమత్యాధురిమాధురి రాధాకుండం రాధికా మాధవాసం ప్రాప్తృపయాీగరు తం సాకల్పతరుభ్య కృపాసింధుభ్యైవచ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో మహాభద్రాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గురవే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయై తదాలే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ భక్తాయ తదభక్తాయ నమో. Yesterday in morning class we discussed about the third shloka. If you want to be in Vrindavan and you want to be in Vrindavan with rag, in all your lives forever eternally you want to be there, and with rag you want to serve Radha Krishna ji conjugal, then you should call weeping, heart melting to Swarup Damodar Raya Ramananda Sri Rup Goswami, his elder brother Sanatana Goswami, and all his gang, all his associates, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Jeev Goswami, and all, they will sprinkle their mercies to you, and very quickly you will give up all your nonsense things, all your unearths, unwanted things, and all kinds of offenses, suffering, sorrows, all things, liberated from this world. Quickly going to Golok Vrindavan there, having a very transcendental form, beautiful, and you can serve there. But Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, has told Sharagam Vithara. What is that rag? Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that if you want to read anything, try to go deep. But you cannot go yourself deep. You'll have to take some help from pure devotees. These shlokas are in condensed form. So you'll have to follow the insights of any qualified devotees like Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. We should try to take their insight and then go deep. You cannot go, I cannot go. Those who are associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or following Rupa Goswami, they can elaborate it. So he is telling, what is rag? Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in his explanation, he is telling, Swarag means Ragatmika Bhakti. First of all, we should know that from beginning, Adau Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Tata Bhajan Kriya Tata Anartan Vritti Nishtha Ruchi Asakti and then Rati comes. This is the process. But first sadhana bhakti. What is sadhana bhakti? Bhakti is transcendental. But if you are performing this bhakti by your senses for attaining bhav bhakti, what you are doing? Anya vilasita sannam gyan karmasiddhanapritam anukallena krishnanusilanam bhakti. Sarup siddha bhakti you are doing. So first sadhana bhakti to attain bhav bhakti. And bhav bhakti to attain sufain sadhana bhakti becomes matured. Then it is called bhava bhakti. And when bhava bhakti is matured, it is called prema bhakti. Beyond this, ragatmika bhakti always ring in Golok Vrindavan. He beckoned very partly. In Ajodhya, with Ram, very little part. Dwarka, about one-third. Mathura, 1/2. And in Braja, fully there. And it is called Ragatmika Bhakti. Oh. Ragatmika Bhakti. To know this Ragatmika Bhakti, first we should try to know what is Rag. Ragatmik bhakti means the love and affection situated in the associates of Krishna, like Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, friends, Dham Siddham, and especially in the heart of all the Gopi, Lalita Vishakha, and more especially Chandravali and Srimati Radha. They are called ragatmik bhakta, but not ragatmik bhakta, ragatmik jana. Jana is more
superior.
So how Yashoda Maiya always loving, how more than his life and so on. So this is called rag. And those who have this rag in their
heart,
they are called ragatmika jan. No? So what is that rag? That love and affection. Continuous. Like Taildharavat Avichinna Gati. Continuous, like a
stream of honey. Unbroken stream.
Unbroken stream. So, unbroken stream of love and affection to Krishna. It is called Rag. And where it is, in what heart, then they are called Ragatmika Jan. No? So, a sadhan from beginning becomes of two kinds. Those who are engaged in bhakti from beginning, only due to overcome all the sufferings and to be happy, following Shastra, then it is called Vaidika. And where there is a greed to have a love and service like Ragatmik Jan in Vrindavan Golok, first greed will come. They want, and if they are now engaged in bhakti doing, then they are called Raganuga. What I told? You should explain. Very easy language.
Yeah. Someone is pursuing the path of bhakti and they are more inspired to follow the path of bhakti because
they are carefully. You should hear.
Because of the rules and regulations of the Shastra, there is some fear element there, and that's called Vaidhi Bhakti. And then, if someone is attracted to Krishna on the basis of a natural, spontaneous attraction, they are attracted to his madhurya aspect, to his sweetness, and the sweetness of his leelas and pastimes, then this is Radha Nuba.
Something like it.
Woman's
liberation. Now, what is it to speak?
You told if someone comes to this path because they're suffering.
Oh, that is Vaidhi Bhakti.
Yes, that is a person.
And Raganuga?
One who has greed to actually develop love, then that's Radha.
One
who
wants to like the Radha.
He also is very deeply moved by the rag, by the mood of the Vrajavasis towards Krishna in their service to him. And
yes. This is meant.
They want to emulate that.
This is meant. He has heard something from any Rashik and Tattvajna Vaishnava, the pastimes of Krishna. And he is moved by hearing the mood of Srimati Yashoda to Krishna. Or he so much had greed to serve Krishna like gopis or like friends. And he wants now that how I can have this. Then what he is doing, what he is following, practicing to have that is called Raga Nuba. So from beginning, a Shraddha came to any devotee's heart. This Shraddha is of two kinds. What is the seed of bhakti? What is the seed of bhakti?
Krishna Seva Vasana.
I must serve Krishna. And by serving Krishna, my whole life will be successful. I must do it. So, if anyone has this mood by any Vaishnava, that you should serve Krishna and your life will be successful, then this vasana, this desire, longing desire, is called Shraddha. And its outer symptom is what? To follow Shastra. So much honor for Shastra work. So much honor for what Krishna has told or his manifestations has told. And so much honor for devotees, what they are doing. Real devotees, not imitation. Like Haridas Thakur. He told that I will cut into lakhs and lakhs pieces, but I will never give up chanting Hari. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he was given so many sufferings, problems. They were killing him, giving poison, everything they are doing. But I will never give up chanting. I will never give up Krishna devotion. This is the outer symptom. But inner, for why so much strong to serve Krishna? So this is called Paramarthiki Shraddha. Paramarthiki Shraddha means transcendental faith. But it is of two kinds. When coming from reading Shastra or hearing Shastra from anyone, it is not so high, then Vaidhi Shraddha will come. I should do archan I should also chant. But following rule and regulations. He will hear something. And then he will scrutinize all these things according to his intelligence and do anything if he will be satisfied. But if anything, he is not satisfied with the Shastra and his intelligence, anything will not take. So this Shraddha is called Vaidhi Transcendental Shraddha. But if anyone has this transcendental Shraddha, he will never give up bhakti. Never. So I think those who are devastated, falling down, oh, there is doubt whether there this Shraddha
is it there or no?
Faith was transcendental or what? We'll have to do think. Their faith was not transcendental. That is why from beginning they were
sucking
up and said. So many doubts. But if that transcendental Shraddha will come, he will never have any kinds of doubt. Only how to receive, how to attend this, how to attend this. This will be there.
Is it possible for someone to have this paramarthic, this transcendental Shraddha, but then at some point he commits some aparad, and because of the aparad, his paramarthic Shraddha is diminished?
But yes, if transcendental Shraddha comes, very little chance to do any offense from beginning.
Even in seed stage?
No?
Even in seedling stage?
Yes.
If one does not get satisfied?
I don't remember that I have done any offense to Vaishnava or Guru or Shastra. I don't remember in my life. Never came in chance from beginning. But it will come from past.
But impression
and also this impression, this
present.
Both will make him so strong. So never chance. But those who have no past impressions, only this life, something comes and weak, then offense may come. Otherwise never. So very interesting. We don't see any offense in Raghunath Das Goswami from boyhood. Never. Haridas Thakur, never. I never have heard that Swamiji has, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji has done any offense to anyone, to Shastra or Vaishnava or Guru or anything. Have you heard? I have not heard. So if transcendental Shraddha is coming, no chance of being so. And if anyone hearing from any bona fide Vaishnava, Srimad Bhagavatam, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sanatana Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in this way, Prabhupada, very beautiful pastimes of Krishna, how they served, and how Krishna was himself, forget that I am
Supreme Personality of Godhead.
They never thought that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, or any friends, or any gopi. Never. Krishna is telling that I am Brahma. You are Brahma. Like this.
Don't care, Brahma.
If you are Brahma, why you are telling lie? Why you are whipping for bread and butter from your mother?
Why you became angry?
And why so much angry? So, hearing all this, he has a very strong desire. I must follow Yashoda Maiya, Arsita, Subal, especially gopis. Then he wants to follow. He has nothing to scrutinize anything from his intelligence and heard here and making with Shastra.
Telling it with Shastra.
Telling with Shastra, nothing. If any black person, nose cutted, ugly person, but he saw the daughter of
Clinton.
President of America. And he at once has agreed to marry her. Oh, from beautiful daughter. He will have to pay any tax or anything, money to have this greed. Only he will see beauty. He can hear her qualification. But no tax, nothing to give. So if the highest thing in this world and all worlds, even Chit Jagat, if anyone wants to serve Krishna, like friends, like Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, or more than that, like Gopis, no tax is there. Whether you are full of suman worldly desires, you may be like Billu Mangal Thakur.
Billu Mangal Ajamil.
Ajamil. Not Ajamil here. Because it is Raganuga Bhakti, I am telling you. Billu Mangal Thakur. He may be attached to any prostitute or anything. Hearing these things, you will have a very strong desire that I want to attain that. So at that time, no shastra, no logic, no tarka-vitarka, nothing is needed.
No argument.
Whether he is qualified, he has given up all his offenses or
unarthas.
Anartha. Nothing. There is some thing to be taken that there should be no aparadha, offense. Anartha may be so much, but if it is lot of offenses, oh, he will have not this thing. It will not come. He will not hear all these things. So if he has no logic, no intelligence, only he is attached with the beauty and quality of Krishna and also the serving mood of gopis or Brajavasi. And it will be thick. Then he will now search in Shastra. How I can increase my this, develop my this? How will I attain this? Then he will go to Vaishnavas. He will read Rupa Goswami's books, Mana Shiksha, Upadeshamritam, and Bhakti Swami Sindhu. Then he will need to learn Shastra and to go by that. No logic. And gradually, he will come to as a stage of ruchi at once, galloping. But adau sabda, anarthana vritti, nishtha, everything. But sadhan bhakta should follow all this from beginning. First sadhu sangha, then sabda, then again sadhu sangha, then initiation, serving Guru Dev, doing bhajan, then anarthana vritti, then rishtha, then ruchi. And it will come at once there. And easily, very quickly, all his anartha going away. Very little anartha. It may be that a little gandha, smell real there. So, the qualification of Raganuga Bhakti, what is this? What is that? The qualification?
If upon hearing of the mood of the mood of love of the residents of Braj, yes, the greed comes.
If this greed is there, he is qualified. Whether he is not, he is educated at all, no heart. He will go in the school of Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj. Not kakhagaga or a or ABCD is needed. Only hearing, like Shruti, it will come.
Maharaj, there are so many people hearing, but some get greed and others don't get greed.
They have no impressions. So they have no greed.
So greed comes because of impression?
Yes, something impression.
First part impression. First.
And it may be that he is so lucky that his impression is there. And hearing, at once he has agreed to be like that, to serve Krishna like that. then he will follow Raganda. If anyone tells that, oh, he is full of all kinds of anarths, he so angry,
anger,
lust, and he is not qualified to be a Raganda. No, this is not logic. It does not require anything. It requires only that greed. If there is greed, he is qualified for Raganuga. Otherwise, by the way. But if he is Raganuga Bhakti, it means not that he is giving up all kinds of Vaidhi Bhakti. Never, never. He will follow all these things, but mood will be changed. So where there is no rag, then Vaidhi Bhakti. And where there is rag, following rag, and to become Raganuga, then Raganuga Bhakti is there. But
if one is not following any Vaidhi Bhakti program, and he has some desire to follow...
This is absurd. Quite absurd. It cannot be. Where there is sun is seen, there is night, it cannot. Can you laugh and also blow your cheek? What?
No one can do two things together. That he should laugh loudly and also he should puff his cheeks. Two things cannot be done together. Similarly, Maharaj is saying that...
who has desire for Raganuga, he attends all the Vaidhi program also, he will not neglect them.
But some can be neglected. In 64, those who are not bhavamayi, bhavanukul, bhavasambandhi, bhav aviruddha, and if they are bhav viruddha, then should be neglected. He will not perform all these things. Like anyone wants to be, to follow Jasoda Maya or gopis, but he is following and doing archan and worshipping Rukmini and Krishna, Jagannath and Satyabhama or Subhadra. Never. So, we should be careful for this. So, how we can progress in this? I want to discuss not now. How? First we should have greed, and we should know this thing. And then Srimad Bhagavatam, reading Chaitanya Charitamrita especially, we can develop our this Raganuga Bhakti. Those we have know this Raganuga Bhakti, we should all try, like 100%, to follow Vaidhi Bhakti. But I know, those will follow Vaidhi Bhakti in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami, they will easily come in Raganuga. They will have, surely they will have greed for serving Krishna like Prajavasis. But I can tell only that those who practice like this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told to Raghunath Das Goswami, always remembering Krishna. With that Krishna, always remembering the associates of Krishna, how these associates having rag are serving Krishna. Both will be that. You will have to give impression more to those who are serving more than Krishna. Always hearing all these katha, Hari katha,
how Yashoda loving his child Krishna, how Gopi serving Krishna, these pastimes which are told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi. Then seva, always doing, falling like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, inwardly and outwardly. What is outwardly? Sankhya purvaka namagan natibhi kalavasani kutau nidrahar vihar kad vichitau chatanta dinau tajau radha krishna gunas mate madhurimande nisammohute vande rup sanatana. Always chanting, remembering, not less than one life. But it may be Rupa Goswami is chanting Hare Krishna and he told first Hare Krishna or Hare and he was fanned and serving inner worldly. How? Oh, Radha Krishna is there. I am also in the shape of Manjari, Rupa Manjari, I am there. They are playing in Jamuna here and there, giving water to each other. At once, Srimati Radhika, this nose ring, went in the Jamuna. All were searching. It became 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, and all are very there. At once a new Sakhi came, and he was also searching. And he saw that nose ring was not on the bottom, not even up upside. It was hanging in the lotus
stem.
Like this.
Kamal ke naal.
यहाँ से दो डंडी है ना?
Lotus stem.
Here.
Yes.
And he anyhow. And it was like about 6 hours in searching. And Rupa Goswami in the Rupa Manjari way. He was also searching. And he found it. After that, he gave it to Lalita. Lalita gave it to Srimati Radhika. And she was so happy. And he wanted to give some benediction to her. At that time, the trance was
broken.
So how many rounds he had chanted?
6 hours.
Hare! This is chanting. Remembering the past times and chanting. Whether it is not one round, but it is more than lakhs and lakhs rounds. I don't tell you to get trace on rounding only. I want to give that. Quality should be more. With love and affection. Calling Krishna, Ha Krishna, Jai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way. So, Tadbhav Lipsuna, those who have greed like this, they are Raganuga, and they should follow all these things. How Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, all the six Goswami, doing always pranam for more than 108 times to all the places of past times, all the associates of Srimati Radhika ki jai, Lalita Vishakha ki jai, Chitra Champaklata ki jai, Sridham Bhaiya ki jai, Sridham Bhaiya ki jai, like Yashoda Madar ki jai, Nanda Baba ki jai, Upananda ki jai, all the places. Lakhs and lakhs places are there. And doing pranam like danda, this. And always remembering the past times, weeping. Radha kuntate kandilna talayati recha vansi vate premo namad prasat asesa dasaya grastau pramattau sada kaintau cha kada hare gunbanam bhava vande rukshanatam. Oh, searching Radhe and Krishna, where you are? Going to somewhat to Radha Kuntata and weeping, oh Radhe, oh Krishna, where you are? Sometimes in Vrindavan. Where in Vrindavan? In the shade of Bansi, but oh Krishna, where you are? Oh Radhe, oh Brajdevike, oh Lalite, where you are? Oh Purnimasi, you should be very merciful to me. Weeping like this. Then Raganuga Bhakti will come. This is the process. No? So, and how they are doing in their this body, interior body. Siddha Deha, like Rup Manjari serving Radha and Krishna conjugal. So in both ways, by your Siddha Deha, like that, and by this body, we should be like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. You know, perhaps Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So, at that time, some Babaji became envious to him. And he was following Raganuga. Parakiya bhava is not good, swakiya bhava you should do anybody. You should not do Raganuga bhakti. If you are doing, we will kill you. So one day they determined that today we should kill this Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He is telling that I am Raganuga bhakta, rasik bhakta. We should certainly kill him. So they were chasing him. In the very morning, about 4, he was doing parikrama, daily parikrama of Vrindavan. If he was in Radhakund, daily doing parikrama of Govardhan. If Nandagaon, Nandagaon Varshana doing parikrama, like this daily, not stopping any day, weeping, chanting name. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in the very morning, he was chanting Hare Krishna, absorbed totally, in his unarmos. And when a dense forest came, where there are so many kunj, it was so dark, they were hidden there. That when he will come, we will at once kill him. And we will give him into Jamuna. Anyone will not trace, found him. They saw that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is coming, and they were ready to cut it. At once they saw that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur disappeared anywhere. He is not found. And he saw that some girls, very teeny age, very beautiful, smiling, taking some flowers there. They asked, oh Lali, have you seen Vishwanath Chakravarti? He was coming. They began to smile.
She began to smile.
She meant they. Okay. So many there. Not coming. 3-4 were there.
Girls.
Lali, you never seen? I never seen. Because we are so much engaged in picking flowers. After some time, they saw that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is coming from there, and they vanished. At once they realized, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur became in the shape of gopis and picking flowers. And at once he was turned to
Chakravarti Thakur.
They fell flat on the lotus feet of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And they were requesting his apology that they have done offenses in your life. So, how Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur? You know that he had done Gurbhashta.
Sangsara Dhavana Lali Lalo.
That is Nikunja Jivnu Pratikeli Siddhai. Or after Sakshat Haripena. Jasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. Jasya Prasada Nagati Kutoki. The mercy of the Guru is mercy of Krishna. If Guru is not happy, not satisfied by our services, then Krishna will never be like that. So we should follow like this. How he was observed. But you should not give up Sramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, all kinds, especially 9 kinds of bhakti. Never, never. You should try to follow them. Like Vishwanath Chakravarti, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Rupa Goswami. Don't hear any golden if you are renounced. Golden ornaments. Don't give anything in Tulsi Mala
any golden or anything, jewel or anything. Don't. Never, never. If you want that thing. Just try to follow Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Prabhupada himself. Try to follow. Totally. Oh, if you are going to be more liberal than him, then you are stupid. Nothing else. Swamiji, you to learn nonsense. Always nonsense. Rascal. You are rascal. Totally. If you are going to more liberal than him, don't be rascal. If he was so angry, then he used to tell rascal nonsense. But I have never seen him angry, being angry. Never, never. Very pleasant, very happy, smiling something like our Gurudev. Never I have seen my Gurudev or him that he is angry to anyone. So we should try to do all this. What is the time? Asad Bharta Vishya Vishay Bhati Sarvashvahani Tatha Mukti Vyagra Na Sunu Kile Sarvatma Gidani Pati Stakva Lakshmi Pati Mito Vyoma Nening Praje Radha Krishna Svaita Manito Pang Bhajan. If I will explain word by word, it will be very easy for you to take it. But we have not so much time. Then it may be that in 4-5 days we can explain one shloka. So quickly I am in a condensed way. I want to explain all these things. If you want to serve Krishna like this, having a mood, having a greed to serve Krishna like Prajavasi, especially like gopis, don't hear asad bharta besya. Asad bharta means?
Mundane talks.
What? He said mundane talks.
Like?
Samsaric bharta.
Worldly things we should not talk. Mm-hmm. We can talk something if you are like grihastha. Something to maintain your family. And how you can do bhajan easily, so controlling something, but not always engaged yourself in chattering, pattering here. Oh, India has made, have you heard? India has made bomb. Huh? And after 2 days, what became? Well, Pakistan also tested 4-5 bombs. Now India is now going to do more. And Pakistan also. And they will keep each other bombs. And Hari Bhajan, Hari name, like Mala is here and always chanting these things. Don't hear all these things. Try to be far away from all these things. Or, like all are hearing here, at once a snake came there and he swallowed one medhak.
Frog.
And frog is doing what?
Frog.
And once Lalit Mohan went there to see and told, oh, come on, here. Give me up this, you went there. This is like this. We have so much test in all these things. No test in this. So, if anyone has taste for this, they should never gramya katha any worldly. Like, try to be like Sri Vas Pandit. His son was dead, Kirtan was going, and he was not in a mood to disturb Kirtan. Go on, Kirtan, Kirtan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped it and went there, and he called the boy. Boy came, and he told that, I am okay there, I don't want to come here. At so many times, I have become his father, and I don't remember that when he became my father. So only I know that you are my father, nothing else. So be like Srivas Pandit. Yesterday I told you that Narada is also here, everywhere. At the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave up what? his Veena Jantra. And he took part.
Mridanga and Karatal.
And then Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It may be that Haridas Thakur, that Srimad Pandit, mean Nag Goswami, has
so many parts.
No, take part, took part.
Participate.
In Swamiji movement here and there. But you could not recognize him. Sometimes vanishing, sometimes being with him, sometimes inspiring Swamiji, sometimes doing so. So he will not die, he is with us always. I know that, I have a strong belief that anyhow he is here. And he is hearing and becoming so happy that, oh, Krishna, this my life and soul, this kirtan is going on. Yeah. So don't hear Hari, Asad Bhasa, or don't do. This is like a Vaishya prostitute. It will take your all wealth. What wealth? Most
precious wealth.
Best superintendent.
Valuable.
Transcendental faith and everything she will take. And take it. Mati Sarvashvaharani Katha Mukti Pragya Nashunu. Mukti, salvation, liberation, becoming one with Krishna or Brahma, Om Brahmasmi. Don't hear. All your intelligence, even your Shraddha, at once it is swallowed.
Swallowed.
At once, no delay. And anyone cannot save you. Even Krishna will come and he will try to, but they will not hear Krishna even. Not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, I know better than you. I only want to see by my intelligence. What I'm doing right. I am Brahma. I'm zero. Who is zero? Buddha Devi is zero. World crime form? Zero. And where it will go?
Zero.
Hare, anything there must be there. If there is zero, from your nothing will come never. There must be something. That something must be some whole thing. From there anything come, something come, everything come, whole thing come. But if there is zero, nothing, from nothing, nothing
will come.
So don't hear all these things. These are like crab.
Tigress.
Very ferocious. Very ferocious. Then, Apitakta Lakshmipati. If you want that, to fulfill your greed, that I want to serve Krishna in like gopis, even don't see towards
Lakshmipati
Narayan. Oh, you are neglecting Narayan? Oh, I'm not neglecting. But I want to serve Krishna. This is not life. Oh, I want that you should be engaged in Ram's service. Prabhu, you should excuse me. But this is not doing any offense. Actually, if you don't want Ram or Narayan, I want that you should serve
Dwarkadish.
Dwarkadish, Dwarkanath. And you should be any queen like Satyabhama Rukmini. Prabhu, don't tell me. But this is not neglecting thing. One pointed thing. Then, if you want Brajabhava mode, then you should come in our friends'
circle. Circle. Friend group.
Prabhu, also. That to pranam. I like you, honor you, but I cannot come in your
circle.
Friend circle.
Yashoda Maya, oh, she says, Yamaya, how loving Krishna. Do you like
Yashoda?
That Krishna should come in your life and take his, your
breast,
right? Oh, so much dandavat pranam. Life, not dandavat to Yashoda Maya.
But only I want one thing. What I will not tell you.
So Dhyomaneni, even Giran doing pranam. Na?
Praje Radha Krishna, Swarati Mani Dau, Pang Bhajam, O man, mind, try to serve conjugal in the mode of gopis. By chanting, remembering them, Hare Krishna, Hare Radhika, Krishna, Krishna. Because Srimati Radhika is so wonderful, sweet, so fragrant, so smooth, so beautiful, then if Krishna will see her, at once Srimati Radhika will stole his heart. So she is Hare, Hara, Hara means Manatini. That is why Hare Krishna Radha. In the same way, Radha and Krishna. Ram, always playing in the heart of Radhika, is Ram, Radha, Ramanitra. So always conjugal, if you are doing so, chanting, remembering, then Swarati Manidau, Krishna and Radha will give this, what? This service, this kind of ragatmika bhakti to you. And quickly you, they will take you to Vrindavan. If they can take Putana, who was so dangerous and so was
like Hirosas.
Hirosas.
Which?
They take to
their, look.
Then why they will not take us? So be hopeful. There is no anyone merciful like
Krishna.
Krishna. But Krishna also wants the mercy of
Brajavasis, Srimati Radhika.
So Srimati Radhika is most merciful. If Krishna wants that, oh, I don't want you. But the Radhika will tell, I want. You'll have to mercy.
Have to get mercy.
Then Krishna, oh, what you are saying, I will obey.
Obey your order.
So Srimati Radhika is more
merciful.
So we want to follow these things. So hearing all these things, a greed may come by reading all these books. Those they are rules and regulations. But yet, very quickly it will take. Gaur Pramanande.
Can greed come only by reading this book or by listening?
Both. Not by reading, not by listening. Only listening high classes of devotees. Those who have some rag here. If they have no rag, you cannot. Imitation will not do.
Can we not get the rag from the books? By reading the books?
No. Something, if you have past impression and reading the book of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, a greed may come. But if you are not hearing from anyone, that greed is very
lean and thin.
Lean, and it will be
bindle.
Now it will go out. It will like a
candle,
lamp. Indian lamp, not here the lamp. Indian lamp with
ghee
and bhakti.
Ghee.
And if there is air, the flame will
suck,
drain, down. And after that, quickly
go in trance.
So like that. But if you are continuing to be in associating them, hearing them more, all these things. We have read Bhagavatam. But there is no Vishwanath Chaturthi Thakur Tika. So you cannot taste, you cannot have so much impressions. So only not hearing, not that, but that class of if Vaishnava are there. Ja Bhagavata Padha
Vaishnava Sthane.
Always remember.
Ekanta Ashray Karo Chaitanya Charane.
Also, if you want to read Chaitanya Charitamrita, just go to very, very deep persons. Gaur Pramana.
Yes, Krishna Maharaj. That means if a person reads one of Prabhupada's books or one of the books, he doesn't get the same effect as coming and reading?
Same effect. But we should try to serve those who have served him and hearing something. He has, Swamiji has never done anything new. Bhagavati he has not done. He has explained. Chaitanya Charitamrita he has not done. Coming from transcendental things are. So, Rupa Goswami has done that. So, Swamiji has done. If you go deeply serving him, then he may sprinkle his mercy to go deep otherwise. But everything is there. Srimad Bhagavat is there, we have written, explained. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then he will not fall, otherwise they will fall there. This place will be wicked.
So this question is, what's the person that maybe they're in book by but one people
they're teaching a topic.
No, no, ये बात ठीक नहीं।
महाराज जी किताबों
हम किताब के लिए कर रहे हैं। और मैंने same thing he has done, and you can have same thing from Swami ji, or you can have from any good devotee, like Swami ji, Srila Bhakti Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and in the line, if anyone bona fide, you will have to go and read the books of Swamiji. Then you can realize something.
How about hearing on a tape, a pure devotee speaking on tape? Is that more effective than reading the books on your own?
Bolje, apnar tape suna beshi mahatvapurno na apnar grantha pora beshi mahatvapurno?
Both are like same. Same.
Reading,
but hearing will give by this.
I try
some more deep meanings.
Relationship.
Books cannot need that. In what mood, in what tone they have been told the words. Deeper meaning. So they will give. What Sukhdev Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj, we cannot realize by only reading that. He was giving by his sight,
glance,
by his modes,
by his action,
and a telling. In such a mood that there should be no two meanings. And if you will read 4, 5, 6 meaning and you will be in doubt. What meaning should be taken? Ram, where you have gone? Ram, where you have gone? Ram, where you have gone? Oh, Ram, where you have gone? Same thing, but modes will be changed. I love you. I love you. I love you. No, sir. Change. So what? This mode is that
tune.
Tune is in that world. It will come in association, not in reading. If anyone has read that book from the original who has written, then you can. So Sukadev Goswami knew everything from Vyas. Sukhdev Goswami knew from
Sukhdev Goswami.
So in this line goes well. We can do something if you are totally following.
Hare Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jaya.